Hi, I'm Utsav, a behavior researcher by training and a slow traveler by passion. Postcards from Nowhere is a travel podcast where I condense a decade of travel experiences and explore not just the where, but also the why and how to travel. My stories emerged from slow traveling the less explored parts of the world. Bosnia and Herzegovina, Armenia, Uzbekistan, and even China. At the end of each story, I give practical tips and new ideas about how to travel better. Today, we talk about a cuisine you have never tasted. Or let me say, never had the misfortune of tasting it. During a wedding, sit outside with huge baskets. After the baratis have eaten, the dirty leaf plates might be put in your baskets. Take them home to save the jhutan sticking to them. Little bits of puris, bits of sweetmeats, a little bit of vegetable. Eat the jhutan with relish, lick it all up. If the baratis have not left enough scraps on their pattals, denounce them as gluttons. Your elders might narrate, in thrilled voices, stories of baratis that had left several months of jhutan. By the way, jhutan means the food that is left over and discarded by someone else. And imagine growing up to the tales of baratis having left several months of jhutan. I'm sure almost all of you listening to this have had better childhoods. You might have grown up being indulged in all kinds of rich food, heavy on spices, generous use of ghee, and large portions to fill your tummy till you could eat no more. Now instead imagine having your food cooked from the following ingredients. Watermelon seeds to thicken gravies. Molasses, which is a byproduct of sugarcane for making sugar. Fish stock boiled and thickened into a gravy. Skin of an animal's intestine. Did you just go yuck? Yes, you have just been introduced to Dalit food. A place where you don't tire of eating the same food every day. Kanta Prasad is 64, but his childhood memories are vivid. If he ever discovered that an animal is going to be slaughtered nearby, he would run holding a wide-mouthed container to collect the blood, the intestines and the offal, all parts that the upper castes discarded. The rakti, coagulated blood, was and still is a Dalit delicacy. It's cooked quite simply. Heat oil in a pan, add onions if they are available, pour in the blood, bring it to a boil and season with chili powder and salt. Vajadi is another treat, made by scrubbing the skin of the animal's intestines, cleaning the offal and adding salt and a little bit chili powder. Why just salt and a little bit of chili powder? Because being a Dalit is synonymous with being poor. They simply could not afford to buy other spices. We all take immense pride in our cuisines. Each community in India believes that it has the best cuisine to offer. And one could find a lot of civil debates about this when passionate foodies meet. But how would you feel about your cuisine if the entire hallmark of it was deprivation? The ingenuity of it came wrapped in the blanket of centuries of systematic, humiliating discrimination. What if your identity was defined by the fact that you had no cuisine of your own? Om Prakash Valmiki, in his book, Jhutan, A Dalit's Life, writes, after working hard day and night, the price of our sweat was just jhutan. And yet, no one had any grudges or shame or repentance. Would you still celebrate your cuisine if it was trauma on your plate? Day after day after day. You would have noticed that I've had a lot of quotes in this episode. Of course I do. Because from the privileged background I come from, I have never faced deprivation. I've never had to eat anyone's jhutan. Food has always been synonymous with travel, for it provides fascinating insight into the culture of the land. But often, the food you do not see in restaurants and hotels in itself is an education. Their absence is the evidence of our twisted histories and realities, ones we want to banish out of our consciousness. Lakshman Gaikwad, in his seminal book, Uchalya, The Branded, very pithily summed up the Dalit relationship with food. Boil gram, add salt for spice. That is all for tonight. Your salad is another man's appetite. If you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can listen to us on the IVM Podcast app or ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on our social media. We are IVM Podcasts on Twitter and Instagram. And if you want to reach out to me, I am Utsav Memoria on Twitter and YV Travel 42 on Instagram.